Recorded Books and RB Digital present Raspberry Danish Murder by Joanne Fluke, narrated by Suzanne Torin. Chapter 1. Hannah Swenson Barton glanced at the clock in the bedroom that she now slept in alone. There were tears in her eyes as she put on her warmest sweater. Her new husband, Ross Barton, had been gone for 2 weeks now, and even though her youngest sister, Michelle, was staying with her at the condo, Hannah still felt terribly alone. It was easier during the day. When the sun had risen and it was no longer time to cuddle with Ross on their new couches or sleep beside him in their new king-size bed, she managed to convince herself that everything was going to be all right, that Ross was planning to come back to her. Then, with the sun shining brightly, it was possible to believe that the reason he'd taken their condo key and left all his other keys behind was proof that he planned to come home. But now, at 5 in the morning, after spending a restless night, it was doubly difficult to convince herself that all would be well if she just waited patiently. "Keep a positive attitude," she said aloud to her image in the mirror. "Ross will be home very soon, and he'll explain everything." The words she spoke formed the mantra that she repeated every morning, even though she was fast losing hope. There had been no phone calls from Ross at the Cookie Jar, her bakery and coffee shop in Lake Eden, Minnesota, and no calls at night at their condo. She had no clue to his whereabouts.